I need scissors to get this here.
Log Talk Radio.
You moved in about a year ago. Yeah. You'd seen Ariel Castro around, right?
When I moved in, only because he was my neighbor.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What was he like?
Cool. He wasn't no freak of nature. He was like me and you, because he talked about the same thing you were talking about.
Right.
He talked about you, you know what I mean? You know, record stuff, bro.
So
that is the sound of a man who freed three women. What a story. Welcome to the off-ramp. This is your man, Beast Bum Gun, live on the MIKE. You want to feel free to come on and talk about anything, feel free to call in 646-915-8680. If you're having problems, we're currently experiencing issues. If you can't get in touch, just shoot me a text or, you know what I mean, holler at us on Twitter at the Off Ramp Show, and we'll see if we can get you another line to get in. But as I stated earlier, that is the voice of my man, Charles Ramsey. Wow, what a story. The man said he was eating some McDonald's at the outside the crib, and some lady was going crazy at the door. So he tried to open it up. She said it was locked. The man said, I'm glad it was a cheap door. They kicked it in. He freed a girl who's been kidnapped for like 10 years. She told him, my name is, what was her name? She said her name was Amanda Berry. He got on 911 and was like, yeah, she told me her name was Linda Berry or something. He said he knew it was serious when a white girl ran into a black man's arms. Wow. What a story. This shows you that heroes are not, don't look like Superman, don't look like Iron Man. If you're a regular day person, you're aware of your surroundings, you can be a hero, you can save a life. There are three young women that are free today because of a man who is
showing
up at McDonald's. What a story. What's going on, fellas? Got my man M Extra Money. My man, Mr. Wright, just on the line. What's up, fellas?
What's going on? Don't forget about the little girl.
Baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, yo, so is that his, so that's his daughter, right? That's the dude who captured her. That might be his daughter, right?
Yeah, presumably, yeah.
That's crazy. So have y'all been up on this story? Have y'all heard about this?
Yeah, we just watched it, actually, the interview. I heard it on the radio, but I wanted to see what this dude was like.
Yeah.
Funny interview. Definitely funny.
Yeah, the man is hilarious, you know. Like, he's one of them people who you wouldn't expect to be a hero, but he's so honest, it's refreshing. Like, he's not polished. The man's gone bald, but has a little fro in the back. And he's just honest. You can tell he lives in a terrible neighborhood. And he's just honest, and he just did the right thing, man. I'm glad to hear it, man. It was an amazing story, though.
Yeah, man, because he could have definitely just walked by there and just, like, not acted or whatever the case may be, especially because he was hanging out with the dude. So, you know what I mean? I mean, he definitely could have just turned the eye if he wanted to.
Yeah, man, it's just amazes me. Now they're coming out with people who's like, yeah, we saw stuff. We saw a naked girl crawling around in the backyard. We called the police, and the police never came. It's just crazy, man. It's just crazy. But I'm glad to see a story like that, man. It's
right.
Yeah, his statements are what cracked me up. You know, the man said, I barbecued with dude. Ain't nothing exciting about him. Well, until today.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, we was eating ribs, listening to salsa music.
Yeah, that's so racist. But that's fun. funny, yo. Man, I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway. Oh, man. Great, great story. So it was good, fellas. Well, welcome back. Glad to see that y'all back on the mic tonight. Y'all got anything y'all want to rap about? I can't find my damn book,
yo. Yeah, I got a couple stuff, man. So, yeah, I was browsing CNN, man. I came across this video, and it's about a company that actually publicizes their business. It's called Rapid Realty. And if you get a tattoo of their logo, like any employee who gets it, no matter what size or like where location, doesn't matter. But if you get the tattoo, you get a 15% pay raise.
Reason?
So it's called Rapid Realty. I guess it's mortgage company, is a mortgage or a home, you know what I mean, buy homes or something. I don't know exactly what the company, you know, does, but any employee who does it gets their logo tattooed on them, no matter how small or big or whatever, 15% pay increase. So my question is, would y'all do it?
It depends how much I'm getting paid in general. 15% ain't nothing if I'm only getting paid like $20,000.
I mean, but 15% is a pretty hefty pay raise, though, yo. I mean, a lot of people that we get, I haven't got a 15% pay raise since I've been at the company I've been.
Even
at the government. Huh?
I mean, think about 15%. If I was, let's say I was making $20,000, that would take me from $20,000 to $23,000. Is that enough for you to get tattooed for the rest of your life?
I wouldn't do it. So if you're asking me if I would do it for 15%, I'm telling you no, just because of the simple fact that it's a permanent thing. But in general, most people, I mean, the average pay raise is not 15%.
I feel you. But, like, if I'm getting paid $500,000, and you're talking about I get 15%, that's another $100,000. So, yeah, I get a tattoo then.
Yeah, at that point, yeah, ain't nobody working at a real estate company, yo, making $500,000, yeah. So,
well, I'm just asking you a question.
At that point, you owning that joint.
unless you sit out there in LA selling them $1 million, $2, $3 million, $4 million homes.
I know, yeah, right? Why?
Yeah. You're not selling it, though. You ain't the employee, is what I'm saying.
I wouldn't do no shit like that.
You wouldn't do that, yeah?
Hell no, because then what if they turn around and lay me off the next day or fire me or some shit? Now I got this damn tattoo on my body.
So get it covered up, yo.
I'm not going through all that. I'm not even going to get it.
Huh?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Get your wife face on your chest, yo.
Nah, I'm good, yo.
So I got another couple too, man, for the people out here, man. Actually, two more. But one, the next story, I was going to say the same thing, man. So NIH, you know, NIH is the National Institute of Health, you know, government-run, all taxpayer dollars go to that. They fund projects, you know, you can get proposals, they give money for grants and research and all that stuff. So they just gave somebody, I forgot who, $400,000 for a prototype of underwear that can detect when you smoke.
What?
And I guess the basis is behind it is that so you can track, you know, with sensors, like your movement. So if you actually like going up to your mouth or the cigarette, it could track that you actually are smoking. And these sensors are supposed to, you know, somehow, you know what I mean, be able to be tracked. So like, and they were saying like if like people like insurance companies would be able to say, like, oh, I don't smoke. And they can actually say, well, look, yo, this says otherwise, something like that. But and I don't know what the practical use of it is or why somebody would actually choose to put it. Because if I really wanted to smoke, I just wouldn't wear this underwear. You know what I mean? Like it was a vest. The prototype is a vest. But my whole point is that why $400,000 for that, though, yo? Like, I don't know if that's money well spent, yo. What y'all think?
Yeah, first of all, go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Rogers.
First of all, I ain't working at no flipping company who's going to tell me I got to wear a certain type of drawers.
So no, it ain't a company. No, they're just developing it. They're developing it. It ain't a company.
For what, though? Just because?
I guess it's kind of like people like to thumb down. Like, so it's like Nicorette, stuff like that. So, like, if you're trying to prevent yourself from stop smoking or whatever, then you can wear this vest and basically tell you when you smoke and track your smoking habits and all this other kind of stuff.
That's stupid. And these people should be investing that money in finding the cures for AIDS and this whole cancer stuff and these heart issues.
Well, they got
and
a
diabetes.
Cure for that. Yeah.
Well, they need to enhance it and use it for other stuff, man, instead of some chucking somebody's damn smoking habits, man. We got other stuff worrying about somebody's smoking
yo,
habits.
Man, y'all fall for it, yo. That ain't true. And extra money, yo, that's all blood money, yo.
All blood money.
That's all blood money. Yo. Somebody got all. The government bombed the wrong place, hit the drone somebody, and they just accounting for that money, yo.
Word.
That's a miscellaneous, huh?
Yeah, yo. It's like Batman's, what was it? What was that little, what was his little joint, yo? The Treasury Department, not the Treasury Department. What was it, like Lingerie Department, yo, for defense?
Oh.
He's like, what's this?
Oh, man.
Yeah, come on, man. I either way, I just think that, yo, when we're about the debate with all sequestration and all this other kind of stuff, yo, and then you hear about stories about how $400,000 is where it can be going and where it can't be going. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like kids should be eating with that money. You know what I mean? Divert some of those funds. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I'm all for scientific research and all that kind of stuff. I'm just saying, like, I don't see the practicality of this. You know what I'm saying? I guess.
Dog, I had a conversation. I had a great conversation. Met a young man who is one of the heads of securities for President Obama for the bomb squad team this weekend, right? Hell of a great conversation. Son, you know what our government money is going towards? First of all, he has 22 bomb-sniffing dogs. He said they're all nuts. They chew through the cages that they're stored into, right? When they mess up their teeth, do you know what our tax money goes to? They
fixing
fit the dogs
teeth
with gold and titanium teeth, yeah.
That's crazy.
So if you get bit by a military dog with titanium teeth, you pay for that. They give these dogs an actual burial, and they actually retire these dogs. Like, they have a whole retirement ceremony.
And then they put them up for, then you can adopt them joints, too.
Nah, you can't adopt these dogs. These can only go to former military train personnel, or they go to San Antonio at the training facility to die. They're used as training dogs, and then they die out there, yo.
Well, we're Pete out. Why Pete ain't be going on them? They sitting in my
yo, dude said, he was like, yo, man, because I was asking if they were German Shepherds, and I swear I forgot what name of the dogs. I'll text him because he gave me his number because he told me to come up and check out the dogs at the base one day. But he told me, he's like, these are the type of dogs where, like, if they do something wrong, you pop them or you spank them. He's like, because that'll set them off. Like, they're trained that when they get hit to try and kill you. He said the only way to stop these dogs from biting you is you got to choke them out.
What?
Yeah, dude said, he said, if you're ever running from a military dog, he said, one, just understand that we're only allowed to set off at least five at one time. He's like, you see the movies, you only see one dog? He's like, nah. He said, there's always at least five. He said, there's 3 to 5, depending on how big the area is. Two, he was like, if your dead dog is biting you and you can get to his neck, the only way to get him to calm down is to literally choke him out till he passes out.
Wow.
He was like, that's the main training thing. He's like, when they get, like, new recruits in, they basically put them in with a dog in a cage. He's like, you're going to get bit. You're going to get bullied. They might even break a bone, but eventually you're going to have to choke the dog out so he stops attacking.
I wouldn't do no shit like that.
Yeah, he showed me bite scars, y'all. That joint was real, yo.
That's crazy.
Hell,
yeah. Yeah,
gold teeth dogs, yo.
I have to pass on that job.
Yeah, it's a lot of funds, you know, that go most count for, and the whole argument is like, oh, that counts for 1% of the budget. And I'm like, yo, man, and they probably say the same thing about this NIH with the whole overall budget. But I just think that to me, $400,000 is a lot, you know, for you to be talking about some underwear that's talking about all colors, shapes, and sizes. Man, come on, yo, like, ain't nobody gonna buy that shit, yo. Come on.
I'll buy it if it beats me off, you know. Like, if my wife be like, oh, we can't have sex tonight, and you develop an underwear that would stroke my meat and let me bust a nut and clean it up afterwards, you know, that would be an eviction, you know.
Yo, speaking of that, I saw something on the internet about that, yo. They got some cyber stuff, man. So say if y'all, like, in different places. And then, like, developing the underwear where you do the app, and then y'all FaceTiming, like, you could do the app and, like, make like you doing something to her, and she will feel it, and she'll do the same thing to you, and you'll feel it, yo.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I don't know about that.
But it's all vibration. It's all about vibration, though, yo. So I don't understand how that really works for a male, because that doesn't, you know, get nobody off, yo. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, I can see how it can help a female out, because, you know what I mean, the vibrating whole thing, but that's not necessarily a male sexual object, so I don't know how that would work for the male, but I could see that how it could definitely help, you know what I mean, with the female, so.
Yeah.
But speaking of that, yeah, girl, so yeah, everybody know, but my bad, you got something else? I was going to go into the next story.
Nah, I'm just imagining myself with self. I've just got great ideas, like if you was getting in a fight with your wife, and she tried to hold out on you, and you put on the beaten off underwear, and you just stand over her like Superman and be like, I don't need you.
Yo, you control your own self, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all
for you. Yeah, why don't you lay on the bed and just stand over a Superman, yeah, with your fist on your hips, and let the underwear go to work, yeah.
Yeah,
that's all I thought that popped in my mind. Go ahead, Mexter.
Yeah. So everybody's seen these twerking videos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, videos of these chicks moving hands or whatever, dancing. Yeah, so I guess over in California, 30 teens got suspended by shooting a video on their school campus with the school equipment. So now they can't go to prom, they can't walk in graduation, they can't do none of that, you know. Suspended, can't walk, can't go to prom, pull over a video of them all twerking in front of, like, it was like this video of them twerking on school campus, so. To me personally, I think the suspension may have been warranted because they used the school camera and all that other stuff, and they were private, and they were basically on school campus, but for them not to walk and not necessarily go to prom, I think that's overboard, yo. I think the combination of three is overboard, yo, just for the video. Suspension, yeah, warranted, but I don't think the walking, I mean, it's walking graduation, you know what I'm saying? High school, that's a pretty big deal to most people. And in a prom, that's, you know, a pretty big deal. I would even accept taking away the prom and with the suspension, but not walking across stage. What y'all think about the punishment?
Man, fuck them hoes, man. They probably told them don't be doing that shit, you know? They got
it was dudes in it. It was all dudes rapping and shit like that. It was like, it wasn't just the girls, yo. It was dudes in it, too. All of them got it.
Oh, they made a music video, basically?
Yeah.
So, hold on. Are the dudes not going to graduation, too?
Yeah, no,
everybody.
All 30 of them. Everybody.
What if I... Man, look, people have common sense. Have extra, and I'm reading into this. I'm going to say that leaks of this video got out, and the teachers was like, yo, don't do this. You're going to get in serious trouble. And they did it anyway. Like, there's no way 33 high school kids got together to make a video on campus with school equipment, and nobody knew nothing until it came out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to me, I think that, you know, you can get 30 people together in a house. They could all play sports. It could be people at a sport. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, 30 people could. I mean, and I don't think it was shot all at one time. I'm just saying, I think they just basically they had cuts of everybody doing it, like, at the school property. So I don't know if it happened at one time. It could have just been all compiled in one video. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. But I still think. So you think the punishment is good, then? Like, so you deal with it?
Man, I mean, he's stopping a kid from walking. That's a tough one. I mean, like I said, to me, it all depends. It all depends on one factor. Were they warned before not to do it? If no one knew they were going to do it and they just pulled it off, then you can't. You know what I mean? You want to give them in-school suspension for the rest of the year and all that, because all they did was a video, unless they was out there boning in the video. I mean, kids will be kids. Nah, it wasn't like we wasn't dry humping in middle school dances.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? But if they were warned that, and they still did it anyway, that's what you get for, good Lord, that's a high school girl? I don't know, yo. I'm looking at the video now. This is my daughter. She lucky she might live, yo.
I'm looking at the video now.
But listen, as a parent, that's fine. You know what I mean? You could be upset all you want. And that's why I said I think the suspension is warranted. Even, you know what I mean, punish them. You ain't going to prom. That would be my punishment, right? Because, I mean, that's a big deal. Because why you putting this picture in your list? This is my daughter. But to walk across stage, though, I think that's where it got returned from a punishment to just, like, you just being mean at that point. You know what I mean? Like, that's just overboard, in my opinion. You know what I mean? That's just me. I don't know.
I hate to be racist. I'm just glad it's not nothing but. I'm glad it's not just all black girls. I'm glad it's all different races in this thing. At least we just
right.
know kids are dumb. I mean, kids are dumb. We all know that.
That's
I mean, some
I
of these
mean.
Girls can't even move their ass, you know. But
right.
I don't know, yeah. This is bad, yeah. Have y'all seen this video?
Yeah, she was all over the news, yo.
I don't watch the news that often.
Yo, this is bad,
yo.
What you think about? What you think, though, Mr. Righteous? Though, you think it's a warranted punishment or what?
I mean, as far as them being suspended and not going to the prom, yeah. Not walking. Walking across the stage is a big deal. I mean, even going to the prom is a big deal. But I mean, every school you go to, they always tell you you can't get suspended. If you get suspended, you can't go to the prom. Because you're technically not in school. So they always tell you that. But as far as, like, not walking across the stage, that's a little bit strange, you know what I'm saying? I know what they did was wrong, whatever the case may be, but to not walk across that stage, even though you probably still get your diploma, but the whole point of it is walking across that stage and accepting it in front of everybody, in front of your friends and
right.
family and stuff like that, man. So that part
I
don't understand.
Let me ask you a quick question. Is graduation from high school even a big deal anymore, though?
I still think so.
I still think so, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like the first of, like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm not saying your diploma means as much as a college diploma nowadays, but I still think it's a big deal to walk across the stage, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't know. I feel like it's not worth it. I don't feel like it's even that big of a deal. Like, I feel like If you don't graduate high school, you're like slum of the earth now. Like, unless you made big, like Drake, who got his GED, but he was making millions of dollars before he graduated high school. But, like, if you're just a regular college student, you can't get through high school. Like, I mean, you got to be considered retarded at this point.
Right.
What, can't go through high school?
Can't get through high school.
I mean,
you can get a high school diploma and go right into the working world and start off at, like, a company
well,
and work your way
well,
up. It ain't that life no more.
No, heck no, man, because you damn near need a college degree to work at McDonald's now.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But lastly, I got you. Just moving on. Yeah, you know, I'm a big Right This Minute fan. I don't know if y'all watch the show. Well, y'all probably don't because I'm going to walk. Right This Minute, yo. It comes on at 1 at 2 o'clock from 2 to 3 o'clock on Channel 2. But, or ABC.
We'll get that
NBC.
Out of here. We'll get
NBC.
That out of here.
You did it. You're so regular NBC channel. But anyway, listen.
So it's about videos. I'll send y'all a couple of videos. I'll send y'all a couple of videos today. But so this dude went to the fair, spent $2,600 trying to win his kid a prize, yo. All day long.
Bacon banana.
Yeah.
His life savings, yo.
Yeah, like at some point, yo. And everybody's been trying, like, especially with the basketball games, they get you for the $5 for three balls, and they got the bit rims and the double rims and all that kind of stuff. But $2,600, though? Like, I mean, for Xbox, too? Like, trying to get a kid an Xbox, yo, it came away with just a banana, yo? Come on, man. $2,600, you got to have some sense, yo. Come on. Like, but when, at what point do you say, yo, I'm in a hole $2,600, yo? Like, and I left, I'm walking home with a banana, yo. Come on.
You hear how he's trying to sue the police now?
I don't know, but I know that there was an internet company that saw it, and it was like, yo, if we get these many likes or whatever, we'll basically reimburse them. And they did. They got like over 39,000 likes, so they bought them the Xbox and paid them back $2,600.
Hold up, Joe, I'm not rewarding somebody for their stupidity, yo.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid, though, yeah.
Yo,
I mean, what is he suing for, though? Like, what do you mean he's suing?
He was saying that the games are advertised that you can win them, but they're rigged for you not to win, so it's false advertising. They're basically, like, stealing money from you when there's no opportunity for you to win, so they shouldn't advertise that you can win something if you really can't. But, yeah, did you see what game he was playing? Like, first of all, he's got to be an athlete out there. When you play the little ball in the barrel thing with the little sensitive at the bottom so it pops back out, you got to throw it from the side so it hits the side for it goes in, you know. Kids got to learn to be an athlete. You know, retarded, you know, there's a lot of dumb people out here. You know? I keep telling you, some retarded people out here, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Why would you even accept the dread banana, yo? Like, you lost $2,600. I'm not taking home a fucking banana, yo. Like, someone's got to die. Someone has to go. Life has to be lost.
Why, yo? But when it was your fault, yo. You said
I know. I don't
playing.
Think you can sue anybody, yo. I definitely don't think you can sue anybody.
We all know that these games at these music parks, we all know they say you can win, but they make them so hard to win. So we all know that the basketball, the rim, you got to pretty much, when you shoot the basketball, you got to pretty much almost get an all net or else it's just going to bounce around because we know the rim just fits the ball. So that sounds horrible, but you know what I'm trying to say.
So I feel when I put on magnums.
Yeah, but listen, at the end of the day, I think you just can't reward stupidity, yeah. So you know what I mean. But yeah, my last topic, yo. So y'all heard of the 3D cameras that's coming out, right? 3D cameras.
You only got a minute. Yeah, you want to talk about the 3D?
Say that tomorrow.
Yo, I like that Google Cam, that Google glasses, yo. You see that joint?
It's just retarded,
I will. But it's a video camera, man. So.
Would you beat somebody up for them and take them?
I'm not going to jail for no daggone glasses.
I'm not either, yo. But, I just want to say, yo, it's a fourth girl still missing, yo. I think she had one of them other dudes' homes, yo. Hopefully they find her, yo, because that'd be messed up, yo. They found three out of the four, yo. But.
It wouldn't be messed up. I mean, it'd be sad that the fourth girl died, but at least they got three. It'd be messed up if they went 0-4.
That'd be messed up. I know. I'm saying messed up in the sense that, you know what I mean? That if something happened.
What was messed up is that one of the girls lost her moms while she was gone. Yo, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, that is tough. Yeah, it's crazy, yo.
Now, how do you go all the way back to this?
I don't know. Wrapping up, yo.
That's how we do, yo.
Yeah. Going full circle on the off rack. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, just because you didn't want to talk about what we wanted to talk about, yeah, you have to go back to this show.
I think we were going over, yeah. We're talking about dumb people, yeah. There's dumb people in the world, yeah.
Yo,
all right, man, yo. Yeah. That's our show for tonight, man. Get at us tomorrow. Peace.